Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
So, in the first hour, you'll have heard Mpundo was speaking about a former ambassador who got expelled, declared persona non grata. We actually spoke about it on the show as well early last week. I think it was last week, Monday, to be precise, or 7 days ago. And we know what your views are. Generally, my view, in case you haven't heard it, was that he got what he deserved as an ambassador. He should not have been talking that smack, even though I disagree with the views of the U.S., right? Now, there's actually a legislation which was adopted into Parliament in 2018 already, which was to rename Sandton Drive, right, Leila Khaled Street. This was long before the relationship between us and the U.S. broke down. It just so happens that the U.S. consulate is also on Sandton Drive. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this was deliberate or if she misspoke. She wants this expedited. She wants the name changed in her lifetime. So that, and I quote, so that the embassy of the U.S. will be on Leila Khaled Drive and let's change a letterhead. I personally did not see her say this. She's just been quoted numerous times. But if indeed she did say it, that is the pettiest reason I have ever heard of to change a name. Not to mention the fact that a name change costs us money. But, I mean, come on. Leila Khaled, in case you don't know, is a Palestinian activist. She was the first woman to ever hijack an airplane back in 1969. And the relationship with Palestine and South Africa obviously goes back a long way. Not all of South Africa, mostly the pro-liberation South Africa. So people like Yasser Arafat used to support the ANC. They used to fund the ANC. They'd hide a Makarila there and give us training and weapons, etc. and so on. So much so that when Nelson Mandela was released, he spoke about Yasser Arafat as an ally. And he spoke about how he supports the movements to the hilt. And so the ANC at the time was obviously mending relationships with the international community. And Nelson Mandela took a tour to the U.S. during that time, which was 1998? This particular tour was in... Okay, so the tour that he took first was in 1992, right? Mm-hmm. However, up until 1998, Nelson Mandela was still on the terrorist list in the U.S. So literally every time he needed to travel, he needed special permission. 1998. 4 years after we were liberated, still on a terror list. Now, the question I'm here to ask, again, are we being rational by wanting to change Sandton Drive to Leila Khaled Street right now?
We are not being tactful at all, man. Look, I get the history just gave us. I know that we're a friend of Palestine, but of all streets in South Africa, if you really want to change a street, and I'm against name changes, they do nothing but cost us money. What's the point of changing these roads if the traffic lights still don't work, if the potholes still don't work? But we're really trying to antagonize America now. We're on the road of their consulate. And I did Google in 2009, Nelson Mandela, they named a street in Palestine after him in the Ramallah municipality. That's good and well, but I don't think it was on the road where there's a consulate of maybe an enemy of South Africa, if you want to call it that. So I'm against it. I know we're a sovereign country. We should be doing as we please, but also let's be tactful in doing so.
Yeah, there's lots of Nelson Mandela drives. Lots. Even in Namibia. Nelson Mandela, don't worry. Don't worry.
I agree with Saul on the tact. At this point, given what is happening, we're just watching in real time as this relationship unravels. I don't think it would be all that much advisable because we still keep hearing that AGOA is very strategic for us. We will see very few exports beyond this point. It won't be competitive if we're not still part of AGOA, so it could really cripple the agricultural sector. And again, we remain a sovereign state. But having tact doesn't necessarily mean we're surrendering our sovereignty to any state insofar as policy formulation is concerned when it comes to international relations. But we must just be tactful at this point. We don't want to lose everything. So I agree with having a bit of tact and maybe just postponing it a little bit, allowing the dust to settle.
Mvo, what do you say?
I'm in two minds about this. a part of me says, one, do you really want to be pandering to the USA and having them dictate to you what you do in your country and how you do it, right? That's the one. That's the first.
Which element. Is a strong one. Which is,
do you get what I mean? But then there's also the part where, you know, the US is led by a very volatile human being. You know, you don't want to antagonize him because you never know what his next move is going to be. I mean, what kind of a president dissolves a Department of Education in a whole country? So he's very volatile. That guy, you just never know. But maybe, as Mfundo says, hold it off up until he leaves office.
Yeah, then, 4 years.
Yeah, and then take it after that and decide if it even matters to change the name of a road. I mean, as much as I love her, Winnie Mandela Drive. How often do you say Winnie Mandela Drive? You still say William Nicol.
No, but it's been a while. But after a while, it will be William Mandela Drive. People
really?
Will say it. Yeah.
Really?
Because you forget. Yeah. I'll tell you something else, right?
Church is still church.
Steve Bannon has actually hinted that Trump is going to come back for a third term.
Yo.
Constitutionally, he's not allowed to. They pointed this out to Steve Bannon, and Steve Bannon's retort was, we're working on it.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised, but it's gay. Trump may be around for a long time. They allegedly tried to assassinate him and he survived. So,
but his age counts as well, Caesar. So, he's of an advanced age. He might be willing to come back, but would the universe bring him back?
Well, he's still healthy enough in corpus mentis. He's not like Sleepy Joe.
So, Sleepy Joe just said, Jesus, take the wheel.
I mean, let us know. Leila Khalid, right now. Sense and Drive, what are your thoughts?
Ngicabanga akho abafethu. Yeah, we're in a change igama and it'll change angeke sayisayina lo muntu. Akuvele kuzilimi ezitsheni, akushintshwe manje.
It's funny that you say azilimi ezitsheni because ya go actually is about agriculture. But vele, ziyagowa, even manje.
I nami ngivumelana na Solly, but first, at this point in time, I think we should just be quiet, you know? Let's just lie low. Anything that has to do with America, we just have to try and keep quiet as much as possible. Hi, Ngoba, we have nothing to say, but I mean, it's not worth it to lose everything. Everything. I mean, Trump is there just for a term. And then the next president, Mayes, and then we've already done all these changes. And then what? Can we just not do things just because of emotions? Yes, whatever that he did, it was painful, but we still need to think. We are Africans, you know, Ubuntu. Let's think for a long term, not for a short term.
Let me ask you this. What would you say if I came to your house and I said, I don't like the color pink. Take these curtains down. Quacko! Eh? I'm just asking.
We can't be weak about what we want as a country, and we cannot be dictated by somebody who says apparently every 2 minutes. In my view, as a country, as a sovereign country, we proceed with what is best for us and what we deem is right for us. Apparently, allegedly, guys, they decided that we are the home of genocides here.
Actually, whose idea was it to rename the street? Because I think it's ANC that has been trying to do so, not really the government. According to what Vincent Magwinya said last week, he said the government is in talks because, and it seems like it's not going to happen. They are not going to rename it after all.
You're right, it is the ANC. And the ANC still remains a governing party, albeit in a GNU. But when this was adopted in parliament, the ANC was obviously the majority. So they didn't need anybody else's input. 2018.
You know what, this thing has been in the process for like the longest time, you know, so we can't be now tiptoeing around the USA. Look, it was not a decision we took now just because they sent one of our ambassadors back and we're like, no, okay, so on last of Nema Estrada ngalo sisulo ulela Khalid. No, it was in the process all along. So I guess he tiptoe around Ulona or Trump. That guy might go be in seat the way he's so power hungry. And Americans, knowing them, they might just keep him there for as long as they can. So I assume we can't.
bakhulumukushintsha iconstitution manje.
Mina ngithi as for indaba yokuthi mele kutshintshwe istrati, midrand and everything else, though it's fine. Asiyekeni just like that, but for as a long time to Trump ahleli lapha alibela abiza siphoka kancane asibaka isandle ngathi asikwazi thina ukuzilwela. Enye into nje engishoyo, Elon Musk akahlale le, angisho i-advisor yakhe akahlale lapho nathi simfuna akasabuyi lana.
I vele Elon man, like, he's not even trying to come back.
I got food nokubuya.
Yeah.
Hi, morning Uncle C's, Uncle Saul and the aunties. I for me now, because I'm from the Republic of Pretoria. We still use the old names, Van der Walt, Andries, Fisahi, all of those names, Buchech. These new names, I don't even know them. This is somebody I don't know where they are. So there's no need for these name changes, man. Let's put the money to good use.
I agree with you guys. I think let's choose our battles. And Mpho's right. We are dealing with someone who unpredictable and volatile. So let's choose our battles. 4 years, kiss night, Raemanya, Nara Levella. And also, kind of, why didn't they change my views? I'm not like, no, Limopitori, Mo, Van der Valtteri, change their, like, even Nanas, Ivo, Lilian Goi. Yes, we understand the struggle. Yes, we understand the history behind it. Behind those people, man, and we should be using the money for something else. So for now, Sentin Drive sounds good. Sentin Drive, like, that's the heart of the economy, man. So yeah, I agree with the team there.
Yeah, we've waited 7 years thus far. What's another four?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.